Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As a quick reminder, you may have heard this earlier in the week, if not news, there will not be a live broadcast or video broadcast tomorrow. Later today, I'll be in Lansing, Michigan at Great Lakes Christian College for the Michigan Christian Convention, and be there tomorrow and Saturday morning as well, and looking forward to a time of encouragement, a time of sharing about the prayer ministry, and we'll have various of our devotional books, prayer resources available for people to make use of, and if you're in the Lansing area or headed to the Michigan Christian Convention, stop by and say hello. But we'll wrap up the broadcast part of the week today, and we'll be back next week talking about asking for help. But today we're going to wrap up this part of this foundation of prayer. And doing these weekly broadcasts, it's a little more difficult to notice. And so if you've not noticed, what we've done is we've talked about some of the elements that God desires that would be included in our conversation with Him. And we've spelled out pray by the time we get done today. We began Monday with the idea of pursuing. We seek God in our prayers. We pursue Him. We pursue that relationship. We pursue the knowledge and wisdom that only comes from Him. And Tuesday we talked about repent, that part of our prayer is part of our conversation with God is repenting of the sin in our life, of not only knowing it's there, not only acknowledging it's there, but changing and turning away from it. And so yesterday we looked at the need to act. We're going to pray. We're going to need to expect God to say, "You're it." And that our prayers would lead us to do the things that God wants us to do. Now, we're not just talking about it. We're being involved. And today we're going to wrap up this part with yield. The idea that it is God's will. It is His direction. It is what He wants that matters. And Matthew 26:42 says, "He," that is Jesus, "went away a second time and prayed, 'My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may Your will be done.'" We recognize that Jesus was very concerned about doing His Father's will. In fact, he was 12 years old at the temple, and his parents had left town without him, and discovered him teaching. His response was, "Did you not know I must be about my Father's business?" And throughout his life and ministry, Jesus made it clear that the words he spoke were the words his Father wanted spoken. And there are times that Jesus would pray, and he taught us to pray, that his will, his Father's will, be done on earth just as it is in heaven. And as Jesus approached the garden, he prayed. And he asked God to take this cup from him. Some would say it was the cup of the death that was coming. Some would say it was the potential of dying there in the garden and not accomplishing what he came to do. But regardless of what specifically he was talking about in regard to that cup, his underlying prayer, his complete desire was that his Father's will would be done. And there are times we go to God in prayer and we go in conversation about the things that we think ought to be done, about the things that we want done, about the things that would be helpful. But because we don't know everything, because we don't see tomorrow as clearly as we see today or yesterday, and God does, our prayers need to be yielded fully to God. That when we pray, our mind, our spirit, our thoughts, everything, our heart is yielded to God. And one of the ways that we can kind of gauge how yielded we are is to consider how we feel when the answer is no. And I'm not saying that there won't be disappointment. It takes time, often, at least in my life, to understand a little bit, at least, of what God's desire is within the no. And there are times that it isn't no, it's not yet, and it feels like no, and God's asking us to keep on knocking, keep on seeking, keep on asking. And all of that takes relationship. It takes relationship with God so that we understand how the conversation is going. We understand more clearly His will in Scripture. As I teach about prayer and praying according to God's will, that's kind of one of the common reactions. Well, how in the world do I know what that is? I say, well, God's Word is the best place to start. Because there are things within it that are very, very clearly stated, this is the will of God. One of them is that the will of God is that no one would perish, but everyone would come to repentance. So when we base our prayers around that known will of God, then it ought to change the way we pray for those who are sick. It ought to change the way we pray for those who are lost. It ought to change the way we pray for those who lost a job, for those in any situation. Because we not only pray for the need that is apparent, we pray that in the midst of all of it, people would repent and turn to God. And we gain wisdom of God's will as we spend time in prayer with His Word open. And we spend time with His Word open praying, listening, taking in that conversation with God. And we, at least for most of us, we learn gradually to yield. Until it becomes more and more natural. I suspect there are many who live life through the natural progression of looking up to and honoring our parents, believing that they know everything, and then we reach adolescence and teenage years and there are times we think our parents don't know anything. And as we grow into adulthood, we begin to learn that they're a good resource. And I know many people whose parents have passed from this life, and there are so many things that they just wish they could ask Mom about. They just wish they could ask Dad about one more time. And the great news for the believer is we have a Father in heaven that we can ask. Who does know, who does understand, who recognizes the very depth of our needs, the very peaks of our joy. And we learn that because of the wisdom that God has and we don't, it's a good idea to kind of go along with what he says, even if we don't understand it. I ask my dad for advice, and there are times throughout my life that I haven't understood, but I did reach a point where I realized that it was best to yield to his years of experience, to his wisdom. And in the process, I would learn, and I would grow, and I would accomplish more than I could if I had chosen not to listen. And when we pray with a yielded spirit that says, "Not my will, but yours be done." James even talks about our plans. Why do you plan that you'll do this and that tomorrow, and you'll go here and there? And instead, you ought to say, "If it's the Lord's will." And he's not saying we don't make plans, but he is kind of saying we make the plans in pencil rather than in ink. And we recognize that if our plans get disrupted, then we probably ought to talk to God about it rather than getting too upset. We live that life of prayer. We live that life of conversation with God. And we yield. And so today, as we spend time praying, we pursue, we repent, we act, and we yield. Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to be in relationship with you. Because of sin, something that really is impossible without your love, your mercy, your forgiveness, without the blood of Jesus. And God, as we come to you in prayer, as we open your word and learn more fully of what your will is, your good and perfect will, may we yield to that, not just in our actions, but even in our conversations with you. May our prayer life set the stage for our willingness to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that the things of this world, the stuff that we fret over, would be added according to your will and according to the measure that you know is right. Father, help us to pray and to live with a yielded spirit, a yielded mind, a yielded heart. May we recognize the limits of our knowledge, the limits of our wisdom, the limits of our understanding, and know that you have full wisdom, full understanding, full knowledge. And so, God, today, help us. Help us to be more consistent in praying. Help us to not take the no and the not yet as a thing that keeps us from praying, that discourages us. But may we understand whether we get the response we want, whether it's is according to your will, or whether you're saying no or not yet, that it's what's best for us. That you respond not out of whim or pettiness, but out of love. So God, help us to learn the lessons that we need to learn regardless of how we see our prayers answered. And may our life, not just in our conversations with you, but in our actions and everything that we do and say, may our life be yielded to you, and may we grow in that willingness in our responsiveness to yielding. May we learn to yield more fully, more quickly, more deeply. God, today I continue to pray for those who struggle. Some struggle because we fight against you. Your word tells us that you oppose the proud, but give grace to the humble. And sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of great struggle because we want to be in charge. And Father, if that's any of us today, may we yield. But Father, we also struggle because of sin in this world, because of our sin, because of the sins of others, because of this world we live in. And so, God, I pray that we would be an encouragement to one another. That we would live according to your will and the way that we care for one another, the way we love, the way we serve, the way we consider others to be better than ourselves. And Father, today, as we will yield to your will, may we recognize that part of that will is that we would be faithful in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.